Karina Bosa was speaking about Hadlakas Neros on Shabbos, and we pointed out that it's a mitzvah that was given to women to be Mekayim, and there's an important halakha that comes out of that. That is, that let's say the following thing happens. If a woman forgets to light one Shabbos, the Ramah paskens that forevermore she should light an additional candle as a knas that she forgot to light that one time. So, it's not just an Inyan, Alpi Kabbalah, it's a Psak of the Ramah. Now, the poskim suggest that since this mitzvah was primarily given to women, what would happen if you have a scenario where a man lives by himself and is obligated to light Shabbos candles, which is the halacha, and the man forgets to light one Friday afternoon, gets busy, loses track of time, and forgets to light that one Shabbos afternoon. So is the man obligated for the rest of his life to continue lighting an additional candle for Shabbos candles? So here I saw a Vosner suggest that since the mitzvah was specifically given to women, so Chazal, when they made their knas, their fine, for skipping, if you skip, you have to light an extra candle for the rest of your life, that knas was only made on women who were given this mitzvah. But in a scenario where a man would be doing the Hadlakas Neros based on his own situation, then he would not be subject to this fine, this knas, of an additional candle. I heard two fascinating things I wanted to share with you. We had mentioned a few days ago the minhag that some people have to not just light two candles, Zachar v'Shomer, which is what the Rishonim speak about, but rather to light an additional candle per person in the family, which is something that doesn't appear anywhere. Doesn't even make it in the Mishnah Berurah. As late as the Mishnah Berurah, there's still no source for that. So the source that we suggested last week is based on the Gemara that says that a person who's careful about Hadlakas Neros will have Banim Tamidei Chachamim. So each additional child that you have, there's some connection between a child and the candles, as far as them becoming a Talmid Chacham, or perhaps if it's a girl marrying a Talmid Chacham, that was what we suggested. I was listening to a tape about Hadlakas Neros while I was driving today from Rabbi Yaakov Heinemann. I'm not sure who he is. Maybe he's Ramosha Heinemann's son. I don't know. But he mentioned two other suggestions, which I thought was interesting, that he found quoted somewhere. Number one, it used to be, again, the question is, where does this minhag come to add an additional candle per child that's born in the hospital? Nowadays, it's just, you know, chick-chock, get out as fast as you can. For most of history, women didn't really get up from their bed. They lie down in bed for a week or whatever after they'd give birth. So what would automatically happen that first Shabbos after she gave birth, whether it was on a Sunday or on a Tuesday or Wednesday or certainly on a Friday? Is she going downstairs to the kitchen, to the dining room to light Shabbos candles? No, she's going to be in her bed lying down. So therefore, by default, she's always going to miss that first Shabbos of Hadlakas Neros. So therefore, built into every birth is, it just ends up this way, is the knas that since she missed lighting Shabbos candles, you have to light another candle for the rest of your life. So Mamela, it ends up being, if there are two births and that she had, two children, so there's going to be a built-in two Shabbosos, two Friday even afternoons of missing Hadlakas Neros. Rav Flam doesn't like this. Yeah?
The Torah of Onas.
What? 100%. Rav Flam is correct. There's a Patur of Onas, and Onas is not so to the knas. There's one suggestion. Rav Flam, love this, you're right, Rav Flam. Another pshat that he mentioned in the name of Moshe Sternbuch, which is also very creative, as Moshe Sternbuch is very creative. My father was in Chevron in 1956 and 1957. He was a bacher, and he remembers Moshe Sternbuch then. This is going back. Moshe Sternbuch, I don't know if you know if he was married at that point, or maybe he's just a very younger man. My father remembers he was a brilliant flying, flying in the sky, Eloy, even back in the mid-50s. Now he's the Ravid of the Eda Charedis. So in his safe, he makes an interesting suggestion. He says, you know what Ner Shabbos is somewhat similar to? Where else is there a mitzvah to light an air? Chanukah, right? Haragel b'ner, havi n'leibon and tamei d'chachamim. Rashi there says, Ner Shabbos v'ner Chanukah. Says in Moshe Sternbuch, what's the levels of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? Well, the Iker mitzvah is a Ner Isha Beiso, one candle per family, right? What's the higher level? Mahadran? One per person. So, I don't know why we don't do the Mahadran. Well, I'll tell you why I don't do Mahadran in a Mahadran. So based on this, to parallel the Mahadrin of Chanukah, which is one candle per person, similarly, this minhag evolved in Hadlakas Neros Shabbos also to be one ner per person. But once we're going on this track, why don't we take it all the way? And let's do Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin. What? Well, how do you do Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin on Shabbos? The whole point of the Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin is that you're not just doing one per person, you're doing one per person per day, per night of Chanukah, based on the number of days it is. If it's the second night, so everybody's going to light two candles in their menorah. If it's the seventh night, everyone's going to light seven candles in their menorah. That aspect is just simply not applicable to Shabbos whatsoever. There's only one day of Shabbos. So therefore, it's not feasible or applicable in any which way to apply the Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin. So therefore, the highest level would at least be the Mahadrin idea, which would be one candle per person on Chanukah, and we extrapolate similarly to be Mahadr, this Hiddur, this Minhag, this very late Minhag, would equally be one candle per person. That was the suggestion, very creative suggestion, of Rav Moshe Sternbach. What's that? Okay, that's fine. One very important shaila, with this we'll finish, is what happens nowadays. Meaning, this knas that the Ramah does paskin like, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin like, that if a woman misses a Shabbos, she has to light an additional candle for the rest of her life, what happens nowadays? You see, in the olden days, I understand, it makes a lot of sense. She was careless about lighting a Shabbos candles, and what happens the rest of Shabbos? You're stuck in the dark. It's pitch black, and you're eating your soup, and you're spilling it on your shirt, and you're spilling everything all over the place, you're banging into people, it's miserable, and it's her fault, let's give her a knas. I understand it, but nowadays, when you have lights that are left on, Shabbos clock or no Shabbos, but there are lights. If there are lights, but she happens to forget to light Shabbos candles, will we still apply the knas for her missing out on the Hadlokas Neros? But as Hashem, tomorrow night, that's what we'll speak about. We cannot be in a cash room. I'll take a little bit of a second. I'll close it. I'll take a little bit of a second. I'll take a little bit of a second. I'll take a little bit of a second.